Toronto Operetta Theatre presents Johann Strauss's unequaled opera masterpiece, operetta masterpiece, although some people call it an opera, and so it should be called, Die Fledermaus, in a full production at the St. Lawrence Centre on Wednesday, December the 28th at 3, Friday, December the 30th at 8, and on New Year's Eve, Saturday, December 31st, also at 8. Kirsten LeBlanc debuts as Rosalinda, with Keith Klassen as her philandering husband, Eisenstein. Andrea Nunez sings Adele, co-starring with Gregory Finney as the very bored Prince Orlovsky, and primo uomo tenore Scott Rumble as Alfredo. TOT's General Director Guillermo Silva Marin will direct and also reprises his hilarious turn as the jailer Frosch. That's a lot. Derek Bate conducts and Myra Malley as stage manager. Well, this morning I'm excited to be speaking with soprano Andrea Nunez, who sings the role of Adele. Good morning, Andrea. Bienvenida, Andrea, a Classical Mornings.
Good morning, Addy. How are you?
I'm well. I think we met each other a few years ago when I was working at the COC as German diction coach, and you were doing Fiacamilli, correct?
Yes, we did. You helped me immensely on my German.
Yes, and you have a spectacular voice. So let's get right to it. How are preparations going for Die Fledermaus?
They have been an absolute delight. Honestly, this whole rehearsal process has been such a treat. The show itself, I mean, speaks for itself. It's so much fun.
For sure.
Strauss's music is amazing, and the show is just written so well. And also, this cast is so great, too. I did a show with TOT back in June, so a lot of familiar faces, and also people I had gone to school with, people I was in the atelier with, so it's like a little family, and we get to put a show on together.
That's wonderful. So without giving too much information away, what mischief is Adele up to? Anything in particular that's maybe new, or I said don't give too much away, but what is she up to?
I think she's just always looking for an excuse not to do work, if I'm being honest.
Oh, that's like a woman after my heart.
Yes, she's a maid begrudgingly.
Right.
So the minute she gets a chance to attend this party, she's all up for it and tries to look for any excuse to leave.
party. I'm curious, is this production sung in German or in English, and what about the dialogue?
Everything is in English, so dialogue and singing is in English. It's a very Toronto Operetta Theatre staple, I would say, to do all of our productions in English so that the audience has an easy time understanding and you're not bopping your head between surtitles and the stage. So I think it'll be a very good production, especially for any newcomers to opera or operetta.
Great. I know that the central to the opera, of course, is the aforementioned party. Are there any special guests at the party, or is that part of the surprise?
I would say that's part of the surprise.
Oh, lots of reasons to go there. You know, the TOT always offers up wonderful, well-known and also lesser-known works by great composers. Now, you have sung with them in the past, and if so, what roles were they again, or what role?
It was just the one time, hopefully more in the future as well. I love working with Guillermo. He is the person who actually gave me my first operatic role when I was 20. I sang Serlina at Salt, and so he has been a very big part of my operatic training. The last role and first TOT role I did with them was Princess Hélène in A Waltz Dream by Oscar Strauss, with one S, not two, no relation to Johann.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're what's called a coloratura soprano. So for our listeners, that's a voice that sits really in the highest range of the soprano genre. Let's just say, what are some of your favorite musical moments of Adele in the operetta? I know that she has two big arias, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there are lots of ensembles. But favorite moments?
Mein Herr Marquis is one of those arias that everyone has heard probably a dozen times in their life, whether they know it or not. But I will say I do actually really love Adele's Act 3 aria. What's usually called the audition scene. Oh. So this is her kind of showing all the different characters that she is able to play, trying to hopefully get someone to sponsor her.
And it's like she's working for this. She's been working on this her whole life, basically, for that moment, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would say she is very much almost like a quintessential singer who's trying to make it. I know there's all these tropes of artists who, you know, wait tables, do other, you know, yep. what we call Joe jobs. And I think Adele is essentially that, the person doing a Joe job trying to make it.
Yeah. What are some of your other favorite roles in this genre as a coloratura soprano?
I mean, I'm not that familiar with operetta.
Any opera, scenes. Too. I mean, you've done...
I mean, in terms of favorite roles as coloraturas go, Lucia is one of those that sticks out for me. I would do anything to sing Lucia.
Listen, opera companies, also, are you listening here? Adele Nunez, please hire her as Lucia.
you know, Lucia is fantastic. I mean, I love a lot of bel canto repertoire as well. So La Sonnambula or I Puritani. So,
have you done Olympia?
I actually did, back when I was maybe 21 in Halifax as part of a summer program there.
Yeah.
She's very fun also.
Yeah, for our listeners, that's the role of a doll that comes to life in the Tales of Hoffman. Yeah, so you've got like, you know, the world is your oyster. There's so many different fantastic coloratura roles for you out there. What's on the musical horizon for you after the Fledermaus?
After I finish this production, I will be heading back to my home in Montreal, and I'll be workshopping a piece with Opéra de Montréal for a week, and then I will be preparing Juliette. I will be singing that with Opéra du Royaume in Saguenay, and then after that, I have a few other things that are yet to be announced.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Do you have a website by any chance where people can sort of see coming your way? You know, Andrea Nunez sings. Is there such a thing?
Yes, my website is Andrea Nunez Soprano .com. Very simple. Even if you did a quick Google search of my name, I think it shows up.
Great.
I'm also on all the social media. So.
Oh, that's good to know. Listen, Andrea, it's been wonderful speaking with you today. We so look forward to hearing and seeing you as the saucy Adele in the Toronto Operetta's upcoming production of Johann Strauss's Die Fledermaus. Three performances only, December 28th, Friday, December 30th, and New Year's Eve, Saturday, December the 31st at 8 p.m. For tickets, please call 416-366-7723 or visit ticketmaster.ca. In Boca Lupa, as they say, Andrea, I'm sure you're going to be fantastic, and it's been lovely chatting with you.
Thank you so much, Addie. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.